This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rancho Consultant standing by, caller 9844-999. Olo will play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Koch for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Taco Bell's nacho fries have been a huge hit. So now Dunkin' Donuts is getting in on the action by testing out a new menu item called Donut Fries.
Oh, boy.
Donut Fries.
Wonder if they come with glaze.
Are they donut sticks?
It just looks kind of like churros.
Okay, all right.
Everybody likes a churro.
The sad thing is they're only testing it in like one place.
Of course.
Oh, what's
the one place?
Boston, probably.
I want to say somewhere in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Well, that's where they're from.
Okay, all right. That explains it. That's so lame, though. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you know about New Hampshire? Right, like if New Hampshire is going to speak on behalf of the rest of the country with regards to whether or not we might like this
Live
product,
free or die with that.
What do you know about New Hampshire?
It's better than Old Hampshire.
Fair enough.
It's fresh. It's fresh.
It's new.
A 41-year-old woman from Minnesota got her 7th DUI this week in Illinois, and also the 7th state she's gotten a DUI in.
That is an impressive resume.
Is she the one they call the worst like DUI offender ever or something?
I have no idea. I'm not working on
that. I don't know why I asked.
This time she got busted after someone saw her trying to fill up her tank with kerosene instead of gas.
Oh, boy. It's lucky she's alive.
Good God.
Lucky for who?
On a lot of different levels.
People don't understand fuel. I was talking with Robin about this earlier. They don't get it.
Are you a fuel expert?
Not an expert. I just...
What fuel knowledge would you drop on her, Mike, since you know a lot about fuel?
Don't use kerosene in your car.
That's pretty good stuff.
Well, man, I'm not a fuel expert. I knew you can't use kerosene to run a car.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man.
I really think sometimes you should have a kerosene heater in your house. It just seems like, you know, the fire was started by a kerosene heater.
And that always seems to be the worst one to go, right?
A cat in England got stuck up a tree for the last 3 days last week. Then someone rescued it, and wait for it, it immediately ran up another tree.
You know what? Just, like, let
Good.
It go, man.
It doesn't want to be around you.
Nature cat.
I'm nature cat.
Nature cat.
I'm trying to be in the tree.
It's just a cat.
Somebody broke into a house in Michigan and got knocked out by the guy who lived there, who just happened to be a boxer.
Yeah, you know, you keep trying to rob a place, odds are you're going to find the guy that can kick your ass.
That's going
to
happen.
Think it was just one shot?
Oh, guaranteed, man.
Saturday is National Beer Day, and not surprisingly, a new survey found it's by far the most popular thing people order at bars.
Well, but we don't need a day for it. I mean,
right?
That's the only problem.
Yeah, a day for everything.
Yeah, certain products should be like, you know what, we're not taking this National Day of Crap anymore.
We're
just giving it back to somebody else.
Maybe
it's just going to be Tuesday today. How about that, huh?
You can still drink beer.
Right.
And as far as, like, bars go, I would... Beer has to be the most popular.
Yes.
I think if you like polled like a nightclub or something like that, that might be more cocktail vodka heavy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. According to a new study, your entire relationship hinges on...
I read this, washing the dishes.
Who does the dishes?
Who does the dishes?
The researchers found that women do more chores around the house, but the dishes break their spirit. So when their partner handles them, those couples are happier, more stable, and they have better sex.
Why do I feel like anybody doing the dishes now is just like, I don't mind doing the dishes.
I don't either.
I don't feel like that I'm broken because of it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
no, you're a broken man, Miles.
I don't feel like, you know, like I'm less of a human being because I want to eat the next time off clean dishes.
I think it's because people will be standing there cleaning dishes and then somebody comes over with a dirty plate and just slowly lowers it into the sink and then walks away. Knowing full well that somebody else is cleaning their mess.
That sounds like your move, Mike.
No, not at all, Miles. We're moving on. Here are the top signs of adulting.
Mike, I'm with you, man. Now, granted, I'm single.
Yeah.
who are you handing this that plate off to?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm washing dishes and somebody's in my home and they're like, here's an extra one, it's like, all right, well, I'm already in the soap and stuff.
Yeah, but see, that's different because that's a guest. But if someone you live with, there's just a
that's a big
a
difference.
Guest goes, hey man, where'd you like to sit me? And look at this. When you have a guest, they try to be kind. They'll like scrape the plate into the tray. When it's family, man, I mean, it's just like you just throw that goddamn plate.
Does this guest have a drawer at your place?
Yeah.
Oh, see, no, that's close enough to 50-50.
Here are the top signs of adulting, according to a new survey.
Don't use that term.
Adulting?
Yes.
We don't like that term?
One sign you're an adult is when you don't use that word.
Anyway, having a steady job, being financially independent.
Again.
Paying your own, a bill on your own.
Yeah.
And paying rent.
That's the whole point of you going to school, kids.
That's not adulting.
One day you can do that.
You can do all these fun, exciting things.
That's why you were in school.
It's not adulting. It's adulthood. I mean, that's all it is.
It's a fun little word.
You have a job and take care of your responsibility.
How about that?
It's not, look, some of the dumbest people you know can do that. Just remember, some of the dumbest people you've met manage to pay their bills and keep a job.
All right.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Any idiot can do this.
If I'm like Robin's brother, if I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail, am I adulting?
Depends what you're doing out there.
Yeah. If I'm in Hawaii on a nice lounge chair by the pool.
If you paid for the trip,
that would be great. Yeah,
you're adulting.
That would be awesome.
A new survey found that 41% of women think clean shaven is the most attractive look for guys.
No, they're out of
luck.
The guy
has a good looking face.
Yeah,
and 25% of guys who've had a beard or mustache or currently have one agree.
He's a good looking man, right?
I got too many chins to be clean shaven.
You have too many chins.
Yeah.
Kiss me on the chin. She's there for 20 minutes.
Why don't you put a goatee on each chin?
I just have one blanket.
All right.
If you always suspected your parents had a favorite child, you just might be right.
Of course.
A quarter of parents admitted that they have a favorite in the new survey.
Yeah.
More than half of them say it's their youngest child.
Both my kids, one's in college, the other one's out of town. I can say what I want. Sure. Absolutely, yes. That is absolutely the truth.
Oh, it's easy. I don't like either of them.
It's easy for me because I know I'm the favorite.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get
special treatment. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the man.
Your mom flies out here to see you all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves it.
People in Wyoming eat more Chipotle per capita than anywhere else.
But there's like 8 of them.
Even though
I mean, there's like 8 people in Wyoming, dude. Okay. It's the least populated state.
And one Chipotle.
There's only 2 locations in the entire state.
There's not a lot of people there.
That guy's house and one next to that person.
Probably where both else are you going to get burrito?
One in Cheyenne, one in Jackson Hole.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Remember the man who got Wendy's to give him a year of free chicken nugs after he has set the all-time record for retweets?
It actually says nugs. I know.
That was a year ago, and after all that, the guy says he only ate about 400 nuggets.
Mike, I already brought this up earlier off air. It pissed me off.
Why?
It did? Because he got free nuggets for a year, and he only ate like 33 nuggets a month.
But you,
that's
you go to Wendy's,
33
you're
gonna, more
you're
gonna, than I eat.
Yeah, you're going to get more than just the nuggets.
Thrill, you're right. But if you had free nuggets.
But you would go get like 20 of them.
I haven't had them in a while.
You're trying to live vicariously through this guy.
But I would say, if I had that opportunity.
You would get them.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
They come in every day, spreading nuggets.
Right, got like 20 nuggets in a box.
Spreading nuggets.
Who wants some hot nugs?
Yeah.
Sound like a doctor. All right, put on this gown and spread the nuggets.
You could at least get a lot of nice condiments that you could use. You don't have to use them all, but I mean, surely an array of dipping sauces.
A 31-year-old man in Florida got arrested for stealing a 12-pack of Bud Light from a dollar store. He told police he's not sure why he did it because he doesn't even drink Bud Light.
He just likes to steal stuff.
I think he's just a klepto, yeah.
I think he's an idiot.
Or he's lying about really drinking and liking Bud Light.
We go to Canada where burglars made off with a ton of beer.
How much?
How much you think?
A ton. 2,000 pounds.
2,000? Any other guesses?
You going by pounds or going by cases? I'm going to give you...
I'm going by cases.
3,000 cases.
3,000 cases. Can I get 5?
I'll take... No. I'll take
5.
8,000 cases.
I got 8 with Ted. Miles, you want to up it?
I'll up it. I'll go to 10.
10. Can I get 15? 15,000 cases.
I can't go 15. I can give you 10,5.
10,5. 10,005. Want to go 11?
Is it higher?
12,000 cases.
12,000 cases. Ooh. I got it with Ted. Anybody else?
16.
16,000 cases. Can I get 17?
No, I'll give you 16,001. 16,001.
16,001 case?
How big is this truck?
16,001 case. Three trucks.
I'm going to 18,000.
There are three trucks.
18,000, Mike.
18,000. I got 18,000 miles. Can I get 19?
20,000.
20,000 cases with thrill. Can I get 21?
If you bust, you go over, right?
That's right.
If I go over, okay, I'll go 20,001 case.
20,001. Can I get 20,002? 21,000?
How big?
20,001. Anybody?
No.
Last and final try.
No, not bigger than that.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Oh, you're such an ass. You are an ass.
Well played, Sam.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is up.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
I seem to throw a hook to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Emily. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Hello, Emily.
Emily, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right, fantastic. Here's your story. It was 5 o'clock in the morning last Thursday. A man went to a clothing store in Brooklyn, New York. And as he stood outside, he made the sign of a cross. Then he grabbed the brick and threw it at the glass door. Well, he tried. Jesus took the wheel for a second. The brick bounced off the door, which gave the guy a second chance to do the right thing. But he ignored that divine intervention and threw it at the glass again. This time the brick went through, broke the glass, ran into the store, stole about 18 pieces of clothing, and then ran off. Now, the cops have the surveillance footage of him crossing himself, breaking the door, and stealing the clothing. They're still trying to track him down. Do you believe that this almost religious individual is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh. What kind of clothing store?
You know what? I don't know. And I wish I did know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
It says the it's Brooklyn.
So what we know is it's 5 a.m., so he's either white or Mexican. And he's semi-religious.
Oh, my God.
Semi-religious. So I'm going to go with Mexican. Final answer.
Damn, Emily.
I'm a bartender, so I'm used to this.
All right. But
I was going to say, I like
do you work for the FBI? What is going on here?
All right. Did you go Mexican or white?
Mexican.
I will say, though, Brooklyn has had a ton of gentrification.
It has.
That's a pretty...
But I like what she said. Look, it's 5 a.m. I've narrowed it down to this. You're signing the cross.
I'm a bartender.
Yeah, all right.
I'm good at this.
Emily, we're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Profile This takes us to Brooklyn, New York, and a guy who is going to rob a clothing store. So he goes up to the clothing store window, and he's got a brick in his hand. But before he... attempts to throw that through the window. He does do the sign of the cross, makes that first, throws the brick, bounces back. Second time, he breaks the window, goes in, steals some stuff. I don't believe they've caught him yet, but he was on security video.
Holy cross, it's a good religious man that didn't read that thou shalt not steal part. But, Emily, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And you said, look, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, so it's either white or Mexi. And then you said, sign of the cross must be Mexi. I work in a bar. I know this stuff. You are correct.
Oh, man.
Nailed it.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
What do you guys think of bald eagles? What do you think of?
America. Freedom.
America. Right?
Freedom.
So, bald eagle, obviously a huge sign of America.
Sure.
It's our national bird. You see it everywhere. Well, you see pictures of the bald eagle.
Right, so you don't see the bald eagle as much, but the pictures
under online with, like, Patriot under it.
Fun fact, by the way, bald eagles, not until they're 3 years old, do they get the white head.
Mm-hmm.
Other than
it's
that.
Like being a president, you got to, you know, as soon as you get the
you age
job,
quickly.
Your hair just turns gray.
Right. Yeah. But it's just weird. Sometimes you see one, and you're like, oh, what is that, a golden or something? Like, no, that's a baldy.
You know what,
he
man?
Just doesn't have
it's
the white hair.
This is our $1 million product.
Start dyeing their heads early?
We call it just for eagles. Like, hey, man, you're showing your age, right? You're not a bald eagle. You got that white hair. The other eagle's looking at you like, oh, he all old.
Eagle club for men.
Just for eagles. comb it into your feathers, man. Take you back to your natural brown.
Oh, I thought we were going to get the young ones and turn theirs white.
Nah, man, because at that point, once your head turns white, you become a responsibility, right?
So now it's a sense of pride.
I'm a bald eagle. Here's the difference, man, all right? So when you're a bald eagle but you haven't done the bald part yet, now you're just a bird. So no one knows you're actually a bald eagle. Therefore, no one has all this stuff they expect you to do. Once your head turns white, it's like, hey, man, you now belong to America.
Have like a little just for eagles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, just for eagles. Just comb it in your feathers, go back to your original brown.
I think it's going to be a lot of random drunk guys from the Eagles Club coming by.
What's the deal?
Nothing.
They're still reeling from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just for eagles.
Yep.
All right, so bald eagles, sense of pride, well, American pride, this sure. and that. Now, sometimes, nowadays, you got to have extra for everything, the bald eagles will show up. So this is a baseball game, they're singing the national anthem, and the bald eagle goes a little off track.
Very solemn moment and a patriotic moment and an uncooperative bald eagle.
All right. You can see the video at the Men's Room Facebook page. So here's the funny thing. It's during the national anthem, and it's a Seattle Mariners pitcher, but he's actually Canadian.
I'm taking you out.
I feel like the bald eagle was slightly, just simply just trying to land on him and say, hey, just come over.
Yeah. I know who you are. I know where you're from.
And the Mariner pitcher looked at him and went, you know, our entire country has legal weed now. And then the eagle fell off his shoulder.
Well, a lot of people would tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people will tell you the guy working with the eagle was near the pitcher, but he was just trying to send a message to that Canadian.
Oh, yeah. That's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell the Canuck on you.
It smells like poutine.
You smell like poutine.
And a
Tim Horton donuts. I know who you are, man.
They got great coffee.
I wonder, too, because when you watch, have you seen the video yet?
Yeah.
When you watch it, right, I wonder if that eagle, like, when he lands on him, it's like, oh, crap.
Wrong guy.
Wrong dude.
Some virus. Oh, I'm going to go viral. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No one's recording this, are they?
It's like knocking on the wrong door when you're wasted at a hotel.
That's never happened.
Right?
Nope.
Ooh. Well, I mean, people's defense, it only happens at Vegas because a lot of these hotels
it's
are
always,
the same.
And it's never a small guy who answers the door. It's always a big guy not wearing a shirt.
I always just run when it's like, get the F away from my door.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
What do you want?
All right. Jeopardy, sometimes, you know, if you remember White Men Can't Jump, Rosie Perez's character, one of her favorite categories were fruits that start with the letter Q.
Yeah.
Fruits that start with a letter Q.
And she managed to get that exact category.
She cleared the whole category. Right. And she was very proud of it, right? So what you're going to listen to here is a woman who clears a whole category about Reese Witherspoon.
Reese
Witherspoon. But as the category goes on, listen to her voice. Sometimes, to me, it sounds like she's almost disappointed that she knows this well.
Reese Witherspoon movies for 200.
Singer June Carter. Daniel.
Oh.
Who is Emily?
What is Walk the Line?
That's the movie.
Reese Witherspoon, 400.
Harvard Law student Elle Woods. Emily.
What is Legally Blonde?
Right.
Reese Witherspoon, 600.
Tracy Flick, who's running for student body president. Emily.
What is Election?
Yep.
Weird
Reese Witherspoon, 800.
Cheryl Strayed, based on her memoir. Emily.
What is Wild?
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon, 1,000.
New York fashion designer Melanie Smooter, actually a Southern girl. Emily again.
What is Sweet Home Alabama?
You ran the category. You're a big Reese Witherspoon fan, and it paid off. Go again.
Right? I mean, I know she's running it, but I'm not positive she's super proud on Jeopardy.
That the points. Points are points. Who gives a crap?
I think she just has that voice. She has the kind of, and I hate to say it, but she has the kind of voice I hate the most. Everything she says is kind of like this.
Yeah, you're right.
Can you sign or something?
It's like this, though. I mean, if I'm watching Jeopardy, I will get a handful of questions right. I've never run a category before. Maybe once on like Teen Week, something I was just in my wheelhouse.
Teen Week, I crushed.
But it's still a difficult game. This is like running the table and you know, like playing pool. It's not that you can't put four or five balls in every once in a while. But
it's not that. You ran the entire category.
It's just
top
to bottom.
It's Jeopardy. So typically when you run a category, you think it's about intellect. You ran a Reese Witherspoon movie collection.
She's attractive.
All right, so that leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
If you could run a category, what category do you think it would be?
I was thinking
about this for a while today. Astronomy, huh?
As far as what they're going to ask, absolutely.
Well, I mean, they're asking Reese Witherspoon. I think it's fair to ask, like, Could be sports.
You'd crush sports.
College mascots.
If they had college mascots,
you would dominate.
Yeah, that would be your category.
But it have to. I think it, more specifically, college real animal mascots.
Yeah, Alex, this category is not specific enough for me.
Right. Like, I know a lot of mascots, but I prefer to know the names of the actual physical animals.
I think you would still run the table on that.
Yeah. Miles, you got one?
I don't know. Beer that makes you crap.
Schlitz.
It all starts with S. Right. Yeah, exactly. Schaefer's.
Yeah, maybe a food
Stroh's.
Thing.
This Detroit beer will make you crap. Stroh's, Alex.
And he ran the category.
Beers that start with S, that will make you S.
He has a lot of beer defecation in his past.
So I don't know if you guys have heard. Obviously, some people are very pumped. The Masters is going on. So earlier this week, there was an article that came out that just said, hey, they banned the term dilly-dilly from being yelled.
Just because you will not stop yelling it if we don't ban it.
Right. And then there was, I saw a thing that said, so Bud Light, as they say, naturally seized the opportunity and sent 1,000 dilly-dilly shirts to the Masters.
Good.
All right.
That's what you want to do, walk around wearing a dilly-dilly shirt.
Dilly-dilly.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Because if nothing more, you shouldn't shout. It's not what you shout, even though they made a law or said that. They did say that. They did say don't shout that. It's not what they say, it's when they say it. So, man, if someone's in their backswing or something like that, you know.
Daddy, daddy!
Yeah, I mean, you could say, like, you know, scrotum! But it's when you say it that, right. That matters, not scrotum. Necessarily what you say.
Isn't there going to be a point at some.
Scrotum orchestra!
I just feel like at some point, like, reinvent golf. These guys got to play through people yelling.
They do. It's got to be, hey, you know, not? Man, it's got, it. Absolutely.
Put on headphones.
Look, it's important. The shots matter. It's okay if it's like the Phoenix Open.
Yeah, right. And golfers get, I mean, I get it. They get really, because it's like, you're not, it, I mean, it's worse than the damn
unwritten rules of baseball. The Masters is the Masters. You know,
right.
It's one of those.
So now,
yeah, well, dilly dilly. Look, if you had to put the rule out, then obviously your audience wants to yell dilly dilly. So you can say you're stuffy, but the hard reality, inconvenient as it might be, the people that go to the Masters, if you had to tell them not to yell dilly dilly, they're a little less stuffy than you, right?
Yeah, and I think, too, like, it's a golf tournament. Because there's been a couple articles that people are like, oh, they're serving too much booze at golf tournaments. Like, they're like, it's a sporting event. Now, look, you don't have to drink alcohol to have fun at a sporting event.
But
a lot of people do, right?
Golf is the only sport where there's a bar at the end.
Yeah, right? Like, golf is kind of a boozy sport.
Most of the 75, unless you're at a community course that doesn't have a facility like that, or you're, you know, in a dry county or whatever the deal is, most of the time, and not only that, when you're there, someone drives up to you multiple times and says, hey, would you need another beer? Would you like another beer? Would you like a mixed drink? What do you need? And you go, okay, I'll have one.
Yeah.
They come to you on a cart that is a beverage cart, which is a floating bar, basically, on four wheels.
So this website, Scratch TV, claims they have this like official list of banned words. I'm not positive this list is for real.
It's probably a parody.
But it is kind of fun. So number one, they put dilly dilly. Number two, they put Baba Booey, the old...
Baba Booey.
This one I don't understand. Number three, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Maybe it's just mashed potatoes.
There's something about saying mashed potatoes when there's no context that is kind of funny.
Now, fourth on this list, I like. You the man.
You the man.
You get a lot of that?
Right, well, because, I mean, that's a standard thing you yell at golf towards. Somebody tees off.
You the man. Right? Dilly
dilly. One says, I love Martha Burke. I don't know what that means.
She must be a bitch. Do not say those words at the Masters.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Right? Annika Sorenstam loves trapeze.
These are things you can't yell at the Masters.
Right? I like this one. Free Meek. Now, if you like
Meek
rap,
Mill,
right, but like, it's the Masters.
There ain't
like,
a whole lot of people.
How many people watching the Masters are worried about
Meek
Mill? Right?
All your Philly viewers go.
Dinklage for president.
Is it Peter?
Yes.
Things, again, do not yell.
Right. Things not to yell at the Masters. You'll be banned.
All right.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Buzz Lightyear, sure.
I like this one. Activate the glutes.
You can't say that.
Huh. All right. All right. This one for our very own Mike Hawk. R.I.P. Harambe.
Oh, damn. You can't talk about Harambe at the Masters.
Jimmy Carter eats peanuts.
That's appropriate here in Georgia.
But you can't say it.
This one would just make you a complete smartass. Hey, security, can you pick me out of this sea of people? bikini wax, drive it, Miss Daisy. Any band should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they say hashtag anything.
Well, the thing is, it's like if you want to get a message out, if you want to say whatever you want to say, golf is the perfect environment to do it. There's not 70,000 people losing their minds. So right after the shot, if you scream something, those microphones are going to pick it up and it's going to go out. It's kind of like the signs, you know, game day with ESPN. You know, like someone's going to see those,
right? And I think this list is tongue in cheek, but I also worry if you're the Masters, like this, the dilly dilly thing's been going on for a week, like. Aren't you? That's just daring some random drunk guy to yell it.
You're basically begging. Once you put out that list, you're now begging everyone there to drink too much and say everything on that list.
Yeah,
I agree.
Dilly Dilly Dinklage,
still very entertaining.
Yeah, right.
Dinklage for president. Do not yell that.
Dinklage.
Activate the glutes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny though, when you do go to a tournament and you yell and you talk, you start, those guys do come up sometimes to talk to you.
Sure.
I followed a couple of those guys on the U.S. Open and Phil Mickelson talks about gambling. The entire time I followed him, he was just talking about making bets. Hey man, you know, it's, the score of that, whatever game. Like he's like talking to the crowd, like, check your phone, man, see what's the, you know, it's insane.
Got a hot man.
Yeah, I'm being dead serious. I was like,
well, I mean, I think a lot of those pro athletes, and I know this because I have a friend that's a professional gambler, right? But when you hang out with him and his buddies, they bet on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of athletes, too, like especially golfers, you're so used to losing
you got
thousands
on everything.
On, right? Like they just need something to keep them going.
Yeah, I was like, man, Phil he's betting everything. if he could, he'd be betting like with the fans. Like, you think I'll be 6 feet within the hole here? I bet I will. Bet you $10. Because that's what he talks about the entire time.
Well, and golf, again, is a betting game.
Oh, sure.
Like, they have the skins game, but everybody knows, you know what I mean? Like, when's the last time you bet on a golf course where there wasn't a bet here or there for closest to the hole or this or that? Like, golf involves a lot of, maybe it's my friends, but it involves a lot of drinking and gambling.
Yeah.
I think that's most people's friends if they're playing golf.
Dustin Johnson, he would just talk to people about, hey, man, is there a good place to go get sushi, man?
And then,
you know, like just talking to people, just whatever. All right, man. Hey, man, waterfront bar, anything like that? You know,
you should have told him the name of the sushi joint is called the Three Putt.
oh, he did blow that one, didn't he?
Well,
that was the year he blew it too, man. I was there on Saturday. I wasn't there on Sunday.
He ended up coming back and winning a major championship.
Right, but still, so he blew the U.S. Open.
Yeah. Well, you know me, pouring salt in the wound.
Right.
We've all had some weird roommates. Jimmy Fallon had some weird roommate tweets.
So now I thought I'd share some of my favorite, my weird roommate stories from you guys. This first one is from @ChrisHire31. He said, I once had a roommate who would eat Cheetos with socks on both hands because he was afraid of permanently dyeing his fingers orange. Have one, dude? No, thanks. Gross. This one's from @Life@30+. She says every time my roommate would hiccup, she would follow it by saying, ouchie. I would move out.
Yeah.
I would move out.
Good day.
That one, ouchie.
Ouchie. Ouchie.
Want a Cheeto?
Oh my God, that was him?
Yeah.
This one's from @MLDMD. She says, when my roommate comes home, she yells, raindrop, and insists that anyone who is home responds with, drop top. Drop top. This one's from @TrevorDeRoche. Trevor DeRoche, she says, my roommate used to leave me nice messages on the shower wall with her hair. You know that's real. Because you can't make that. Wrote something out. Like. This last one is from @AnnaEF135. She said, my roommate is a foreign exchange student and her English is still a little rough. On opening night of my first college play, she ran up, hugged me, and shouted, I want you to break your legs. There you have it. Those are tonight's show hashtags.
You know, most of my roommates I wouldn't call weird. They were all pretty nice.
Yeah. Then you're the weird one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've had some weird experiences.
That row house I lived in, I was clearly the weird one. I had a lot of dudes. I was six dudes. I guess a couple of them were weird.
It seemed like as time went on, the next apartment you moved into, there was less people there. And then finally just got to the point where eventually it was just you.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you messed it up by getting into a relationship, and now it's two people again.
It was like a small window for me. I was like, I am on my own. All right, come on, you can move in.
I know. I remember last time I moved, my brother was like, what about getting a roommate? I said, if I get a roommate, I hope I'm saying I love her and we're married. A little old for another roommate.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. 21-year-old has to choose between dogs and college, and now he's known as the Dog Father. To Trader Joe's, where dead lizard is found in a bag of kale. And that can be somewhat of a bother. Pizza delivery driver saves two people from burning home. A man pocket dials his boss while talking S about him, and now the unemployment line he will roam. And a 62-year-old Alaskan man on a four-day crack bender throws a microwave. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Canada, where a burglary has taken place. Police say several thieves broke into a warehouse in Quebec, disabled the security system, and began to load a truck with beef, pepperoni, and a ton of beer.
Can't blame them.
And how much was that number? Where was the number?
Ted, you ended with 16,000 cases. Thrill, you had 20,000 miles. You went the D route and went 20,001. Thrill, you were the closest without going over. You guessed it exactly. 20,000 cases of beer.
Yes. I'm not saying I was in on the heist, but I wasn't guessing. And I'm having a party tonight.
Hey, Mike, was it Molson, Moosehead? Was it a Canadian beer? Do we know what kind of beer it was?
I don't know how to pronounce this. Grolsch?
Grolsch, oh yeah.
Oh,
Grolsch
yeah.
Had a weird popular time like in the 80s. The thing about Grolsch is it has a ceramic and rubber cap.
Yeah.
Stopper.
Yeah.
So there's like that old school kind of like a ball jar kind of a unit on top of it.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Just kind of keeps it fresh?
That's
the idea.
Instead of cabbing it like that. That was always more expensive because of that back in the day, because of the way it was packaged.
Can you reseal it?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Nice.
Yeah.
They are now investigating merchants.
If you can't finish your beer, you can reseal it.
Sometimes I want to walk away for a second and keep it fresh, damn it. They're now investigating merchants trying to find where the goods will be distributed.
Yeah, this guy's already trying to palm that stuff off.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be distributed in their belly.
They don't want it to go bad. Around the world in Georgia, a man was relieving a bit of stress from work and ranting to his wife about his boss. After about a 12-minute rant, the man checked his phone, and it turns out that he had actually pocket-dialed someone, and you'll never guess who it was.
His boss.
It was his boss.
How about that?
Perfect.
The rant got the man fired from his job, but he's taking it to court, saying his former boss violated eavesdropping law by not hanging up.
No, because you initiated the conversation. It would be different in any other capacity, but you initiated the conversation.
They're saying it's because he didn't hang up once it was clear that the call was not for him.
Doesn't matter. He opened up the line. It's an open line. The guy who received the phone call didn't do anything other than answer the phone, which is what you do when someone calls.
Right.
If you want to sit there and listen to whatever's going on in the background for an hour, that's your prerogative. In
you've
my mind,
that,
I mean, I don't know what the law is, but Jesus Christ, who cares? Like, I think that's a
this
terrible
guy does.
Offense.
He lost his job.
Yeah, exactly, but still. Yeah.
Well,
BS.
Let's try to talk smack about your boss
right.
When he's listening.
Yeah.
Like us,
don't
Mike.
Do that.
When hair club's around, we're like, hey, bud, what's up, man? Looking good, losing weight. Soon as he walks out, you know, the truth.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, we talked about this earlier today. The war between man versus beast continues.
Uh-oh.
In Alaska, a man was going about his business at his home when he encountered a moose and his calf. The man wanted the moose to move for some reason and decided the best way to go about this was to kick the moose.
I'm not a geologist. That's not the best way to go about it.
You're not a what? A geologist?
I know. I tried to stop, but it came out of my goddamn mouth.
You meant a geologist.
I know.
This obviously upset the moose, and it retaliated by kicking him back. He suffered minor injuries, mostly to his foot, that was stomped.
I like the fact that the moose kicked back.
Right, didn't attack him, just kicked him once.
Yeah, like you kicked me, I kicked
back,
you.
Kick you.
Right.
That's it.
Again, why do you approach something that has a kid next to it? You can't go to a grocery store and approach a human that has a kid next to it.
Yeah, and then go up and kick him in the shin.
That's
see what
right.
happens.
Move. There's probably the nicest guy alive. A pizza delivery driver in Kentucky decided to do some good for his pizza company by staying late after his shift to help with deliveries because it was a particularly crazy night. But that isn't even the best part. While on his way to make a delivery, he noticed a house that was on fire. Without thinking, he leapt from his car and ran inside the burning building and immediately shut off the breaker and found the residents inside. The homeowner regards him as a lifesaver that not only saved his life,
but his home. That's very cool.
Yeah, they saved your life.
Yeah.
Stays late after work, and he puts out the fire.
And he's got pizza.
Yeah. Boom.
Shoot.
That's a real greatest hero. Guy. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, the random question, the return of the word, and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.